Now, earlier, you offered me a carbonated beverage. If you were going to offer your guest a carbonated beverage, what would you offer them?
Well, we have 7-Up and Cokes.
So you would call it by its brand name.
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, because some people say Coke, and they mean everything. Would
oh,
you
really?
Like a Coke? And they say, would you like a Coke? You know, uh-huh. we have all kinds of Coke.
And we quite often keep, Sprite, Sprite
and
7-Up and Coke. We just keep those on hand. We don't drink them. Isn't that funny? We don't drink them, but
that's great.
But we have them to offer anyone who would like them.
Okay. An unlicensed alcohol drink, something that, like, the hillbillies would make? I don't think anybody makes any around here.
Corn liquor? No.
Yeah, sure.
That's what they drank, wasn't it? Corn liquor.
Mm-hmm.
When I try to think about, you see people on TV, don't you, in those shows
mm-hmm.
about the hillbillies?
Yeah.
One time I forgot where we were in Atlanta or somewhere. This is years ago. And I stopped to ask someone the directions, or I think I was looking for the restroom, and when she answered, that was the strangest language I had ever heard. And people back there really use when they speak, you can hardly understand what they mean.
Some of them, yeah.
And it was the strangest speech I think I've ever heard, and it was English.
Yeah, yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, they have a tendency to turn things that we consider to be diphthongs or two
mm-hmm.
sounds into one sound.
Uh-huh.
And like I'm tarred, and that means tired.
Well, we have a friend who lived in Odessa. Well, they still live there. But she was from West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and she'd say, I'm tarred, tarred.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to arm.
Those are tough for us to figure out.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. But she was. She always says, "I'm tarred."
Mm-hmm.
And listening to her, we finally realized, what she was saying.
Yeah.
And then there was someone from, I think, the Panhandle of Texas, and she said, "I'm Ayn White." And I said, "Oh, hello, Ayn. How are you?" She said, "I didn't. No, not Ayn. Ayn." Ayn. And I know she was saying Ann.
Oh, Ayn.
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 Ayn White. And in Odessa, they do pronounce A's like I's, some of the people from another part of Texas.
Yeah, that's interesting.
She said, I'm Ayn White. And I said, oh, hello, Ayn. How are you? She said, no, not Ayn. Ayn.
Of course, when I say my name, Anne-Marie, everybody thinks I'm saying Emery. If I say it fast, I say Anne-Marie.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm saying Emery.
Well, I knew exactly what you were saying. Well, I thought that was my... Well, you know what it is? I think it is my husband, but it's a mailman.
Oh.
I saw somebody going away, and I thought, well, who is that?
I wonder what all that noise was. Something baked that you bring to a party as a main dish is...
Casserole.
Okay. And... if you grilled a steak outside on your patio, what would that be?
We say we barbecue it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that, if somebody said the word barbecue,
mean a different thing. That would be me prepared
mm-hmm.
the way, we buy it.
Okay, so that would be like the beef brisket.
Yeah, but I think we would mainly say we grill something outdoors rather than barbecue. But, I thought you were looking for another word.
Oh, no, barbecue. Yeah, barbecue is perfect. But,
but
there's this idea that out here a barbecue is something that you grill. You grill meat, and you can grill anything.
Uh-huh.
You can grill vegetables, and it would be a barbecue. But in the South, like in Georgia, when they say barbecue, they don't mean everybody's coming over for a cookout. They mean we're inviting everybody over to eat a big pot of pork brisket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Something different.